Let us stand together and sing number 35 in these white camp booklets. Let's stand as we sing.
Hallelujah to the name. You glad that the Lord never tires of our praise? Isn't that something to be glad for? I remember in my Christian life when I learned that the Lord never gets tired of our coming. There's never a day he says, "Oh, there's Bob again. I wonder what he wants." Doesn't happen, does it? He's never wearied. And you read that story in Elijah's life. Elijah says to the 450 prophets, "Go build a sacrifice and call upon your God and see what happens. See if there's anything that takes place." And you know, when you read the story, they go at it, and they go at it all day long. And they are doing their best, and he's egging them on. Go ahead, keep it up. Call. Keep calling. And it says, in one passage, it says, "Are you wearied by all your calling? You know, can't your God hear, or doesn't he hear, or won't he hear you, or won't he help you?" And, I'm sure they were totally frustrated when he did what he did, because the Lord answered immediately. But the Lord never gets tired of our coming, of our praying. And he never gets tired of our praise. He doesn't need our praise. He isn't some great big eagle up in the sky who just waits to be praised. He's worthy of our praise. Praise is always a mark of a loving relationship with God. And when we praise him, we bring to him what we need to give. We need to give praise. There's something about that great exchange. When we give praise to him, he brings blessing into our lives. Because as we will be learning when we won't be learning it anew, but be reminding again and again that he knows what we need. And when we praise him, then he can bless us any way he wants. Every once in a while I say that, "Lord, any way you want to bless me, whatever it is, if you want to pour blessing, I'll take the blessing, because he knows better what to give to me than I know what to ask for." So I love it when we don't hurry through our times of praise. Lift our voice. He looks down from heaven and said, "There are those praisers again at Pilgrim Camp. I think I'll go down there and do something special." Opens the windows of heaven upon us. Hallelujah. I love an open heaven upon us. We claim that. Claim that. Jesus, we just praise you this morning. Praise you with heart and soul and mind and strength. With everything that's in us, Lord, we give in praise to you. We praise you because we love you, Lord. We praise you because you're worthy. We praise you for every blessing you've bestowed upon us, breathing life and strength. We praise you for your keeping power. We praise you that you sustain us. We praise you, Lord, because you're worthy of praise and you inhabit our praises. Lord, we confess we don't understand how all this transpires in our lives, but we know that when we praise you, we're the ones who benefit from it. It's what we need to do. It's our acknowledgement of your greatness, of your goodness, of your mercy, as we've just sung it. for mercy so great, what return, Lord, can we make except the consecration of our own lives and our own hearts as we give ourselves to you in praise and bless you and we exalt you and we magnify your name together. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you this morning, Lord. We love your presence. We love your presence, Lord. A few moments spent in your presence is worth thousands of moments spent elsewhere. Moments spent with your word. Moments in prayer. Moments in praise. Moments in seeking on you, seeking you, waiting on you. We thank you that when we wait on you, you do renew us. You renew our courage and our strength, and you renew and affirm our faith. Let these services together this week, Lord, bring great renewal. Move in renewing, refreshing, reviving power, Lord. We look to you. We trust you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I wonder if someone else would like to lead out in prayer and pray for the not only this service this morning, but for the services that will be this week. Someone just feel led to lead us in prayer and ask God to bless people that will come and others who will have. There's be so many different needs, and we want those needs to be met because the Lord knows those needs. Someone lead us in prayer. Would you do that?
Lord, you know everyone who is planning to be with us this week, over the weekend, and Lord, you know their needs, and you know how to meet their needs.
Jesus,
and so we pray, oh God, and we unite in faith that you will manifest yourself in this way. Lord, may everything that is said, every song that is sung, every testimony that is
yes.
given, every sermon that is preached, may be appointed by you, come to us, to come to the individual needs, Lord, where there is discouragement, where there are questions, where there is ill health. Oh God, you come and you stoop down and meet every single need. We come to you at this time, believe that you will do it. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Pray that this will be a time when your presence will be manifest, O Lord, and hearts will be touched. When you come, the tempest power is broken. You take the gloom,
yes.
fill the life with glory.
Yes.
All is changed when Jesus comes to stay. We pray that you would be here as a refuge, strength, very present help in trouble, O God. And all those needs that are represented, thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Reveal yourself in a new and a greater way to our hearts and lives. Throughout this weekend, all of us, let your glory be.
Yes, yes. Jesus, we continue in prayer for the many that will be coming and driving up this week. And Lord, we know the roads will be jammed and people will be in a hurry for all this week and this weekend, Lord. We ask for mercies as they drive. Thy overshadowing presence shall keep them. Lord, keep them on the road. We thank you that you do keep your people. You're our shade upon the right hand. You are our keeper, our strengthener. You bring to us all that we need and do this for each of those who are coming. We pray especially for Brother Eddie as he is doing the work that he has to do. We ask that as he drives up, Lord, that you'd watch over him and keep him. We thank you for him and for his ministry and his life. We thank you for your touch and anointing that rests upon him. and upon all the staff members, upon Susan and the family, upon Monica, Lord, all our friends here, and those that will be coming. Let your blessing rest, your blessing that makes rich and adds no sorrow therewith. We just praise you for that blessing that will enrich our lives and enrich the lives of each one who come. We look now as we open your word, and we ask that the entrance of your word would bring light, that you'd open our eyes to behold the wonderful things that are found in thy word. We love thy word, Lord. We meditate upon it all the day long. Let it just fill our hearts with joy and gladness and peace, Lord. Thank you that you've said your word, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall upset them or stumble them. So, Lord, let that word enrich us and build us up today. We pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Amen.
2, 3, amen.